one dimension, which is, you know, makes sense about the Merkavas HaMishnah, it does seem to be true that the story of the Nara Murasa involves, you know, a grown person chasing after this Nara Murasa Bechavana. Like, you wouldn't necessarily think that that extends to an Ubar. That I can understand. Okay, now we can unleash Sariel on the Merkavas HaMishnah. Go ahead. Okay, so that's where the subject of Ubar actually came up, and it wasn't like it was in the context of, you know, Vikatsosa is Kappa. So taking that thought a little bit further, if the point is, well, like, you know, from Lenara, you know, Sa'akana Ra Murasa Ve'en Moshiala, so is Vikatsosa is Kappa any different? Like, does anybody think that that's a case where you would have automatically derived the din of an Ubar? Like, I just don't understand this at all. Vikatsosa's Kappa sounds like, Avi, you described it before, like a highly deliberated act on her part. She sees that there's this struggle going on between her husband and some other guy, and she thinks, how can I be useful, right? I'm no good throwing a punch. I'll get knocked over. But if I hit below the belt, which is, you know, then, you know, maybe I could really help out my husband. Now we understand Ubar? Sounds like it's just as much Bechavana as a man chasing a Nara Murasa, number one. Number two, is it seems to me incredibly strange that the Merkavas HaMishnah would say this. Say, oh, this is to teach you the halacha of Ubar, because Ubar didn't come up either in the Sefer HaMitzvos or in this section of the Rambam. This is Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, right? Halachos Hei through Zion. We know that the halacha of Ubar comes up only in Perek Aleph, halacha tes. It's a separate halacha. What are the chances that the Rambam is actually teaching us that even though the Ubar is obviously not trying to harm its mother, clearly, it is not at that stage of life development, nor would it, because it would make no sense, because the Ubar couldn't survive. Like, for the Rambam, that has nothing to do with Vikatsosa's Kappa. So I really have... I prefer that the Merkavas HaMishnah is trying, as opposed to the Maaser Rokeach, you know, who says basically the Rambam just arbitrarily chose, or the Migdal Oz, who kind of makes somewhat light of the Ravid's critique. I would take the Ravid very seriously here, but try to suggest something completely different. Does anybody want to make a suggestion, a mahalich, of what the very, very clear difference is that the Rambam cannot stop talking about versus Ein Moshiala as opposed to Vikatsosas Kappa Lo Sachos Einecha? Every time the Rambam brings up Vikatsosas Kappa, he makes exactly the same point, which is not part of the Ein Moshiala. Sariel? Exactly. The Rambam, each and every time, Eitan, that's what you wanted to say? The escalation, each and every time, he says, first you warn them, then if you need to, you maim or injure, and then you kill. So Shimon Ross correctly points out that it's hard to prove, based on the Gemara Nayin Gimel, maybe that really just teaches us the din, that it's not like denying the fact that there's this escalation, but the fact is, if you're going to learn it from Nara HaMa'orasa Ein Moshiala, there's no right rules of engagement there. There's no standing operating procedure in terms of how we go about this halacha. And the Rambam is going out of his way to demonstrate that as hard as it is to kill somebody before they've committed a crime, you have to do it. So I think the Rambam is like uniquely motivated to tell you, yeah, better to learn it from the source where it's clear that there are rules of engagement. Number one, it has to be a sakanas nefashos. Number two, right, first we're going to try to give a warning if we can. Number three, then we're going to try to maim. If we absolutely must, we'll use lethal force. So I think it's very, very clear from the Rambam that there are advantages v'katzoses kapa, that are like really important to him. And we'll get to this a little bit later, but let's not forget that the Rambam thinks that use of excessive force is a chi of misa, hareza shovech damim, v'chai of misa. Okay, bezdin ein memisa no so, but we think the goal hadam can be. We're convinced by the Mishle Melech. You know, on that point. So, it really does matter. The Rambam is trying very hard, I think, to explain that, like Reb Meir Simcha pointed out, it's very hard to kill somebody who hasn't done an Aveira yet and who isn't, like, you know, of a track record of being a violent or aggressive person. And maybe this whole thing is some kind of a big misunderstanding. And so the Rambam wants to give us the rules of engagement. Yeah, Avi, please.
Please say, like, something differently, that the Imo Shiela doesn't, like, at first glance, like, doesn't necessarily seem to say that you can actually kill the person, just the Imo Shiela. Like, just, there isn't anyone to save
right.
That I could just say, like, Eber Medivara, or just saying, telling the other person to stop.
Right. I just think that if you go in that direction, you can make the same critique about Vikatsosa's Kappa. Because you could say there, maybe the maximum force you could use is maiming force. Emmanuel.
But I thought the whole point of the second part of the pasuk was to teach you that no, if the situation escalates, then show her no mercy meaning that you should go ahead and kill her.
Right. But again, you know, chopping off somebody's limb may also be, you know, lo sachos einecha. You know, it might have just been, you know, qualifying that. So I think that the proof of concept, or the coup de grace, as Gavi would have it, is the final. This is the penultimate source, the 14th source. This is the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos Reish Mem Zayin. This is the parallel Mitzvos Asay to Reish Tzadi Gimel. Okay, so Eitan, go ahead. So that's what, there it is, again, right? The Rambam is so consistent about this. It's so hard for me to believe that this is arbitrary. I just cannot accept that as a possibility. He's going out of his way. V'lashon sifrei b'mevushav, ma mevushav miyuchad sheish basakanes nefashos.
Arehu b'ktosas kapa, milam, b'ktosas kapa milamit.
Right, so both in the Lo Sase Reish Tzadi Gimel and the Ase Reish Mem Zayin, the Rambam just like, he can't, like, why is he quoting this Sifrei at such great length? It's these rules of engagement. It's Sariel's point. I think it's obvious. It doesn't literally have to be one of the wives, but who's going to be motivated to get involved in this way? Presumably one of the wives, okay? Sorry, I don't know why the periods are weird here. Okay. Okay, very good. So I think, again, the Rambam is just absolutely consistent. Two passages in the Sefer Mitzvos, one passage in the Yad HaChazaka, V'katzoses Kappa, gives you the escalation tree. And yes, Ayin Bezim and Bez, Re'eh, Yisrael Hu Ben Brisu, the Rambam conceptualized as part of the Maisa Hatzala, not the Trei Yibrei Denara, but the Rambam clearly wants to say that it's part of the structure. He loves this idea that we can impose order on chaos, right? There's nothing more chaotic than a Rodev situation. And to have clear training, in terms of what you're supposed to do, warning, injuring, lethal force, to have that progression of, escalation is something that the Rambam liked very, very much. And I think the Raya L'Davar, again, is that every time the Rambam discusses it, the Rambam says, you know, how difficult it is, because as opposed to Misas Bezdin, where you're not allowed to do anything before you've come to the Bezdin, right? You have to have due process. So I think what the Rambam did was really quite amazing. The Rambam imposed due process, even on the most chaotic of situations. It's interesting. Our shul security team, we were recently meeting with a detective who has a lot of training in active shooting situations, and of course, in today's day and age, this is very, very important. And one of them, this is basically his argument, that in a Rodev kind of a situation, right, so it's very, 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 very hard to act rationally. And it takes an enormous amount of training, the level of training that he went through in his law enforcement career, because he was a specialized law enforcement. He dealt with fugitives, a very interesting career. He was an air marshal. So he was saying that this is the hardest part, is to how to be ordered in a chaotic situation in a very practical way. He says, when your heart rate gets above a certain number, you actually physically cannot shoot straight. So the average person, who's an active shooter situation, unless you've trained to keep your heart rate down, right, you're going to start shooting all over the place. Not because you're trying to kill innocent people, but because it's literally impossible to shoot straight when your adrenaline is so high. He said, this is why it requires such training, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the Rambam is giving you a roadmap for the most chaotic, pressured situation imaginable. Azhara, not hasra, but azhara, v'katzo says kappa, lo sachos einecha, avi. It's absolutely ingenious of you. I never considered that, but I love it, right? Because she's, her intervention is exactly the wrong intervention. I love it. If the Rambam meant that, kudos. Well done. Okay, so this is, a really, really, really important point. The Ravid absolutely meant his critique. Why did the Rambam relegate, Ein Moshi Allah to the backwaters of the Sugya? Well, I think the answer is twofold. First of all, he wanted to use it for the Drasha to include Arayos. And second of all, I think that the Rambam wanted a much clearer progression. What gives you a permission structure to actually use lethal force? Because again, the Rambam is no, wallflower. It's true that the Torah and the Rush want Misa's Bezdin, but the Rambam thinks that this is a Chi of Misa to use excessive force. So best to learn things from a pasuk that itself, requires, extreme caution in deploying lethal force in a rodef situation. Okay, so now just to conclude, really this entire, unit, so many different aspects of Rodef that we've looked at, first in the context of Losamod, and then Pagam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking a look at Rodef, from the perspective of, excessive force, and now, Katan, and Ubar, and why the Rambam, really shifts away from the Ein Moshi Allah to V'katzosas Kappa. So I think now there's, we can sort of put it all together. Okay, so Eitan, go ahead. Kol ha'yachol ha'atzil. Right, so that's straight out of the Gemara, as we know, right? Megar agure, right? That's the chiddush of, right? Lo samod as opposed to vashivo solo. There it is again, right? It's like, this is not arbitrary. This is not you know, the Rambam just choosing whatever drasha, you know, came to him at the moment. It's so clear. So you're mevata le mitzvah asay of ikatzosas kapa.
The avar shnei labim al lo tachos enecha v'al lo zama v'damecha.
Ah, okay. And I want to come back to that in just a second. Because that's the last point I want to make. So afal pi shein lokin ala v'nelo.
Mipnei she'en mase bahen chamurim chamurim heim.
So the Rambam says it's no small thing, right? The person could say, ah, how bad could it be? You know, I watched, you know, Chaim Yankel drown. So, or you know, how bad could it be? I watched the gorilla take down, you know, little Johnny. So it could be very bad, right? We could say about you that you were ma'abed kol ha'olam kulo. Which is, you know, not really great to have on your resume, you know, when confronting the Bezdin Shalmala, even if the Bezdin Shalmata isn't going to give you Malkos for it, you know. You know, and more importantly, it's obviously morally ignominious. So, you know, the Rambam makes it. It's very interesting. The Yerushalmi, this is the Mishnah here in Bavli, but the Yerushalmi just says, you know, kol ma'abed nefesh achas, kilu ibed olam ala, nothing even to do with Yisrael. So, a very fascinating point. I wanted to conclude by reflecting on the Rambam's V'avar al Shnei Lavin, the way that he ties it together, alo sachos einecha, alo samor al dam reyecha, right? That's specifically in the Rodev situation. So anytime we have multiple Lavin, it's not just a question, as we know, of like, you know, piling on, like on court TV, if you're ever homesick, you know, you watch court TV and they've got like, you know, 47 charges, you know, and like, you know, whatever, it's like a case of mass murder and they still have to go through the charge of, like, you know, illegal entry into the facility, you know. It's like, okay. You're like, you're waiting for somebody to say, Kim Leib Durabamine. Like, what, do we really have to deal with this? But, okay. It doesn't seem like it's a quantitative issue at all. It seems like the Rambam is telling us something, I think, profound. Lo samar al dam reyacha, as we explained it, both Lashitas Rashi and the Rambam will, you know, do Chazara tomorrow, is about a certain attitude. And it applies just as much to a case of watching somebody get killed by a person as getting drowned by the sea. It's a lack of sensitivity to human life. How can a person stand by and watch whether it's somebody be harmed by somebody else? How can a person stand by and watch, you know, somebody drown in the sea? There's an apathy which is, you know, totally inconsistent with halachic living. That's what lo samod al dam reyacha is all about. Like, it's just inconceivable that, you know, you could see something and not say something, do something, get someone. It's a reflection of a deep corrosion of a person's humanity just to watch while, you know, something horrible is happening, whether it's a natural cause of drowning or an animal or, you know, again, a situation of rodeo. If they're, you know, that's totally consistent. But then there's a second and distinct love in the world of rodeo called lo sachos einecha, which is not shayach at all to the nahar or the chaya, or any kind of a natural event, you know, 30,000 people, you know, killed in an earthquake in Turkey. That is very specific to the situation of Rodev. And there, the problem was not that you were insensitive to human life, but in a certain sense, too sensitive, right? That what happened was is that you felt, how could I do something? After all, like, this person hasn't committed any crime yet. Yeah, this certainly looks bad. And that's a different kind of a violation. It brings to mind the Lashon HaChazal of Kol Merachim Al Achzarim Sofo Lihichz Achzer Al Rachmanim, right? That you were Merachim on this person. You tried to make excuses, you know, while he was being Rodef, whether it was Achar Ha'erva, you know, or to really kill somebody. And you thought, like, you know, I can't really kill him. You know, who am I? I'm not the Bezdin. I'm not the Edim. not the Goel Hadam. Like, what can I really do? You know, who knows? Maybe it's all a big misunderstanding. You have to be prepared to take action. So here, it's really interesting. The Rambam says you violate both. There's an insensitivity to the Nirdaf and an oversensitivity to the Rodef. And you can't have it both ways sometimes in life. Sometimes in life, you really are in a time for choosing. You can only be on one side. And that's the Hatzalas HaNirdaf side. We acknowledge that you should not be trigger happy. Say something first, tase them first, and then, you know, if absolutely necessary, use lethal force. But if necessary, you have to be prepared to use, you know, lethal force. So here, the Rambam, I think, has told us, like I said, something really profound. The two things can be true at the same time. That a person was extremely callous with respect to the Nirdaf and overly sensitive with respect to the Rodef. In that question, we can't be, there is no middle ground. That's the point. Halavai, Vikatso says Kappa, that we can solve these things before you have to use lethal force. That's clear. That's clearly better. That's what all, like I said, that's what all training is about. Not to, you know, overreact. But at the same time, you know, when push comes to shove, you have to be prepared. Mechuyavin kol Yisrael behatzalas hanirdaf. It's all hands on deck. Everybody has to be prepared to make the choice against the Rodef. And I have to say, this is, you know, a very, very, very difficult halacha for the reasons that Reb Meir Simcha pointed out. It's not as if every situation of Rodef, you're going to think about this person as a criminal. It's one thing if, you know, you see a person as a Nazi, so it's, you know, it's not so hard. If it's an Eichmann or a Himmler, Yimach Shemam. If it's a person that you knew to be your neighbor and, you know, thought of as completely normal, it's really, really hard to have that mental shift. Even more to the point, in Ubar b'yarach imo, do you know how heartbreaking that is? Especially since we basically paskin, it would appear like the Rambam, that this is a full nefesh. You are being docha nefesh mipnei nefesh. These choices are, like, brutal. Totally brutal. But they're necessary. You know, that's, again, why, you know, in the current legislation, you know, as halachic Jews, we have to be very careful because we retain this halacha as part of our masorah, that kol zman shelo yatzel avir ha'olam, we will kill to save. That's an immutable halacha. How this is going to play out, it's anybody's guess, right? Because that will clearly be defined as murder in many parts of, you know, this country. But we have a halacha called Lo Sacho Seinacha. Lo Samur Al Dam Reacha. Vekatso says Kappa. It's really, really hard. It's an innocent baby. It's absolutely true. And yet, to save the mother, we'll do it. We have to do it. Allowing the mother to die would be a violation of three the Oraisas, and the Rambam would say that they're all chamuros, and you are ma'abed in olam malay. The stakes, like, literally could not be higher in this conversation. So again, it's like comforting, but false to imagine that every Rodef situation is, you know, something. That's why the Torah really had to use the words lo sacho seinecha. Because that is what happens you know, in life. And it is very difficult to shift gears in that way. And the powers of rationalization are so, speaking from personal experience, the powers of rationalization, of wanting to make excuses, wanting to say, oh, it's not the way that it seems, person really isn't, it's so hard to confront that reality. But lo sachos einecha. That's a very, you know, very, very important place for us to wrap this up. Okay, so just...